啊，我们感谢主，今天晚上我们开始要看旧约的一卷小先知书。
And thank the Lord, this evening we'll begin to read a minor prophet book in the Old Testament.
那是何西阿书。
Which is the book of Hosea.
我们为什么这次选何西阿书来看呢？
And why did we choose the book of Hosea to read this time?
因为我们刚看完的那个马拉基啊，是说到犹大幕后的日子的那种光景。
Because the book of Malachi that we just read, it talked about the end time of Judah.
说他们幕后的，不是说他们等到最后的时间，乃是说在我们的主来以前，犹大的国的光景。
And when we talked about the end time, it's not the very last days of Judah, but it's the days before our Lord came again.
我们特别指出了，因着他们的光景在神面前不对。所以神有四百年之久没有向人说话。
And our Lord pointed out because their position was not accurate before the Lord, that the Lord remained silent for about 400 years.
然后我们的主就道成肉身到人中间来，打开新约的那一个局面。
And then the Lord words became flesh and he came to the world and they opened up the New Testament.
那何西阿书呢？
And for the book of Hosea,
那正好有相同的那一种的属灵的历史的背景。
It has a very similar, same spiritual background.
因为他是在北边的以色列国要给亚述灭亡以前那几十年那几十年里边的实际的属灵的情形。
Because this is the spiritual condition of the northern part of Judah before it was destroyed by Assyria.
神要挽回他们，但他们不听。
God wished to restore them, but they would not listen.
他们根本就不要听。
They did not want to listen.
他们仍然走自己的路。
And they continue to walk their own path.
结果神就很严厉地给他们警告。
As a result, God gave them a very solemn warning.
神用很深的那个感情来要把他们挽回。
And God used a very deep compassion and emotion to try to restore them.
他们完全不领情。
But they did not want to, they did not appreciate at all.
那结果神就很严厉的在那里给他们一些个警戒。
So as a result, God gave them a very solemn rebuke.
也指出了他们要给亚述灭亡。
And he also pointed out that they will be destroyed by Assyria.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神那样厉害的显明他的公义的时候。
When God was there to manifest his righteousness so solemnly.
神仍然没有减少他对他所拣选的子民的怜悯。
God did not decrease his mercy upon the people he has chosen.
管教他们。
He would discipline them.
暂时的放弃他们。
And he would forsake them for a short while.
乃是为着要给他们有转回悔改的那一个机会。
It's in order to give them a chance to repent and to return.
但他们拒绝神给他们的机会。
But they rejected this opportunity from God.
神就从管教转为鞭打了。
So God would turn from discipline to chastening to them.
然后神就暂时把他们放弃了。
And for a while God forsaken them.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神放弃他们的时候。
When God forsake them.
神的怜悯仍然没有停止。
God's mercy did not cease.
就在宣告放弃他们的同时。
At the same time when he was proclaiming that he would
forsake them. 神也同时宣告有一天神要把他们带回神的 面光底下。
That God also at the same time proclaimed that one day he would bring them back.
那是我们看何西阿书的时候。
And when we read the book of Hosea.
我们先要领会一下他的属灵历史的背景。
First, we have to understand the spiritual history or the background.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一开始何西阿就说明了他在什么时候给神使用做先知为神传话。
In the very beginning, Hosea explained when he was used by God as a prophet to declare his word.
我们先看第一章第一节。
Let's first read chapter 1 verse 1.
当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家 做犹大王，约哈斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，耶和华的话临到贝利的儿子何西阿。
The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash.
我们从第一节的里边，我们少就可以稍微知道何西阿他做先知的时候的属灵的背景。
So from first one, we can kind of get an idea about the spiritual background when Hosea was the prophet.
他是人在北方的以色列。
He was still in the northern part of Israel.
所以他是主要是对着以色列说话。
So mainly he was speaking to Israel.
见中也提到给犹大的一些劝勉。
But from time to time, we will have some encouragement for Judah.
但是绝大部分的话是向着以色列说的。
But for the most part, his words were toward Israel.
那所以我们留意到他做先知的那一个年日。
So we need to pay attention to the time period when he was a prophet.
如果在犹大这一边来看，
If we look at it from Judah's point of view,
他是看见犹大四个王接连在那里管理犹大。
That he was able to see the four kings of Judah to reign over the land.
和以赛亚的时间差不多。
It's about the same time as Isaiah.
都是乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王。
The kings were Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah.
因为他是向以色列人说话。
And because he was speaking to the Israelites.
所以重要的他是在以色列那一个时间说话呢？
So what time period was he speaking to the Israelites?
那是在约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候说话。
Which was during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Joash.
这个耶罗波安不是建立以色列北国的那个耶罗波安。
And this Jeroboam was not the one who established the northern Israel.
历史上就称他耶罗波安第二。
And in history, he's called Jeroboam the second.
耶罗波安第一是分裂以色列国来建立北方的以色列的那一个将军。
The Jeroboam the first was a general who split up Israel and established the northern kingdom.
但是这一个耶罗波安是谁呢？
But who is this Jeroboam?
他是耶户的孙子。
He is the grandson of Jehu.
就是结束亚哈家的那一个耶户的孙子。
He's the grandson of the Jehu who ended the family of Ahaz.
那是他做以色列王的时候，那他就给神用着来说话。
And when he was the king, that Hosea was the one who was used by God to speak.
我读这一节圣经的时候
，When I read this verse,
我心里面有一个这样的很明亮的体会。
And I have this very clear understanding.
因为何西阿是以色列的先知。
Because Hosea is the prophet for the Israel.
他是对以色列说话。
And he spoke to Israel.
但是为什么圣灵在记录这些话的时候，把犹大王这四个王都名字都列出来了。
But how come when the Holy Spirit recording the words, the Holy Spirit will record the names of these four kings of Judah?
固然我们很容易领会的就是，他做先知的时候，他亲眼看见犹大这四个王那一边的起起伏伏。
And it was easy for us to understand when he was a prophet, he was witnessing the ups and downs of these four kings.
也因着他看到犹大那边的起起伏伏，他就看见神的手。
And because he saw the ups and downs of Judah, that he was able to see the hands of God.
他就把他所看见的神的手的那个实际很清楚的向以色列说话。
And then he would speak very clearly to Israel because he saw the hand of God.
当他向以色列说话的时候，以色列属灵的光景是下得好低了。
And when he was speaking to Israel, the spiritual condition of Israel was very low.
因为 他做先知的时的末期啊。
Because toward the end of his ministry as a prophet,
他是亲眼看见以色列给亚述灭亡的。
He witnessed himself that the Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
那也就是说，他在亚述把以色列灭亡以前。 以色列的整个的光景他都看到。
In other words, he was able to see the whole condition of Israel before it was destroyed by Assyria.
所以跟犹大那一边的光景比较起来。
So when compared to the condition of Judah,
他非常有把握的在那里说出神的怜悯。
That he was very sure of God's mercy that he was able to express it.
但是也是非常确实的在那里发表神的公义。
And also he was able to be very sure to express God's righteousness.
因为他很清楚看见神是轻慢不得的。
Because he saw that very clearly God cannot be taken lightly.
他看到西西扎王，对不起，他看到这个。 乌西亚王，他要上圣殿烧香，结果神让他立刻长出大麻风。
And he saw the king Uzziah when he was trying to burn incense in the temple, that God made him became a leper.
他也领会在约坛的日子，犹大因着神的怜悯，可以在一些给外敌骚扰的光景里面得蒙拯救。
And during the reign of Jotham, because of God's mercy, they were saved from the attack of the enemies.
他也很明白知道亚哈斯做王的时候，那一个离弃神的光景到了一个什么样的程度。
And he also saw very clearly how the people were walking astray from God when Ahaz was reigning.
神并没有因着亚哈斯这个人走迷而放弃犹大。
And God did not forsake Judah because of Ahaz that he went astray.
神把犹大挽回过来。That
God was able to restore Judah.
尽管亚哈斯这个人在神的面前是一个很坏的皇。Even
though Ahaz was a very bad king before the Lord.
但是没有影响神对犹大的纪念。But
it did not affect the remembrance of God for the people.
所以等到西西家接上来做王的时候。So
when Hezekiah continued to be king.
犹大带来一个好大的复兴。And
there was a great revival among Judah.
那当犹大的那个复兴很明显出来的时候。And
when the revival of Judah was very evident.
他也看见西西家的软弱。He
also saw the weakness of Hezekiah.
所以他看尽了犹大那一边的起起伏伏。So
he has seen all the ups and downs of Judah.
但是这一切的起起伏伏，只是说明了神用什么样的心情来对待他的百姓。But
all these ups and downs only tells us what kind of hearts that God has toward His people in Judah.
他就根据神在犹大所显明的那些作为来向。
And based on the deeds upon Judah by God that he spoke to the people.
那所以在何西俄这一个人，他整个的属灵的历史的上面，他有很多很具体的那个事情掌握在他手里。
So for Hosea, he has a very concrete grasp of the spiritual conditions or spiritual expressions.
那么然后说到约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安呢？
And when we talk about Joash, his son Jeroboam.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得他是耶户的孙子。
My sisters, you know that he's the grandson of Jehu.
那耶户把亚哈家除灭了以后。
So after Jehu destroyed the Ahaz, his family.
他并没有照着神呼召他的时候的那一个吩咐来除掉。 亚哈家所带给以色列的败坏。That
he did not obey God's command to get rid of all the downfalls that Ahaz had brought forth to the people.
严格的说起来。And
strictly speaking.
自从那个耶罗波安第一建立以色列北国以开始。
Beginning from Jeroboam, the first after he established the northern kingdom.
北边的以色列没有一天在神面前是过过对的日子。
The Israel in the north, it has never lived a day that's correct before God.
所以耶户结束了亚哈家以后啊。
So after Jehu destroyed the Ahaz and his family.
不能说他变本加厉，但是也不枉多样啊。
That he was about the same.
那所以到了约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安第二做王的时候。
So when the son of Joash, Jeroboam the second, began to reign.
那犹大是给那个他们北边的那个亚兰国啊，欺负的也蛮厉害的。
That Judah was very much taken advantage by the kingdom Aram.
我们可以从在列王记上的那些历史的记载里面看到他们的光景。
And we can see the conditions recorded in the book of Kings.
但是这个做何西阿的时候做王的耶罗波安呢？
But this Jeroboam, he was reigning during the time of Hosea.
他做王的时间也特别的长。
And his, the time for his reign was rather long.
他在以色列做王一共有41年。
He was reigning for 41 years in Israel.
那这41年的里面呢，他把以色列也没有变好。
That he did not improve Israel.
但是神因为怜悯以色列，
But because of God's mercy toward Israel,
神好像也稍微用了一下这个耶罗波安，
That God has used Jeroboam somewhat.
把以色列人从亚兰人的欺负的里边稍微释放了一阵子。
That God has released the Israel for a little while under the suppression of the people of Aram.
那是约拿做先知的时候所预言的一件事，就应验在这一个耶罗波安王的身上。
And one of the prophecy of Jonah was fulfilled in this King Jeroboam.
他给以色列给让亚兰抢去的一些个土地，他收回来。
That they were able to take back some of the lands that were taken by Aram.
那么我们稍微了解到当时犹大和以色列的那个属灵的历史背景的时候。
So now that we have a little bit of understanding of the spiritual condition in Judah and Israel.
我们就要注意了。
And now we should pay attention to this.
这个犹大不，这个以色列啊，在何西阿做王、何西阿做先知的时候，是亲眼看见他灭亡的。
That when Hosea was a prophet, he witnessed the destruction of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你读列王记的时候，你也能知道那个以色列给亚述灭亡的那个君王也是叫做何西亚。
And if you read the book of Kings, you can see that the king of Israel that was destroyed by Assyria, his name is also Hosea.
不过我们中文圣经把它翻成另外一个名字。
But in the Chinese translation, it was a different name.
翻成何西亚。
It's a different translation in Chinese.
但是在他们原来的名字是同一个字。
But the original names, they were the same.
那也可以说何西阿亲眼看见何西亚给亚述掳去，叫以色列灭亡。
So we can say the prophet Hosea, he witnessed that the king Hosea was taken captive and the kingdom was destroyed.
那以色列给亚述灭掉的是在什么时候呢？
So when was Israel destroyed by Assyria?
是在西西家做王第六年的时候。
It was during the sixth year of Hezekiah's reign.
那所以开头第一节就说到是在这样的光景的底下，神用何西阿来向来替神说话。
So verse 1 tells us that this is under such condition that God used Hosea to speak to the people.
那刚才我已经提到了。
And I mentioned earlier.
弟兄姊妹们也是领会的。
And brothers and sisters could understand.
以色列从他们立国以后。
Israel after the nation was established.
那这个以色列就是北边的那个十个支派的以色列。
And this Israel is the 10 tribes on the north.
他们从立国的时候开始，
From the time they established the nation,
他们就与神中间有了一个很大的 距离。
And there's a big distance between them and God.
弟兄姊妹都记得的。
And brothers remember.
当耶罗伯安一建立了这个以色列北国以后。
Once Jeroboam established this northern kingdom.
他立刻就想到一件事情。
He had this thing in his mind.
国虽然是分开。
Even though the nation was divided.
但是犹大人他们所侍奉的耶和华神和我们以色列北边十个支派国所侍奉的耶和华神是一个耶和华神。
That Jehovah God that was worshipped by the people in Judah and also by the ten tribes, he's the same God.
侍奉这一位耶和华神只有一个圣殿。
There's only one temple to worship this God.
也只有亚伦的子孙可以做祭司来执行侍奉。
And only the descendants of Aaron that they can be the priest to worship.
和利未的子孙在那里配搭。
And also to work with the descendants of the Levites.
圣殿只有一个。
The temple is only one.
祭坛只有一个。
And the altar is only one.
现在我虽然是得了十个支派，建立了一个国家。
Even though now I have gained this ten tribes and I established this nation.
但是如果以色列民每年要三次上耶路撒冷，按照摩西的律法。
But if the people of Israel, they need to go to the north according to Moses' commands.
那很快很快，以色列的百姓的心就会倾向犹大。
So very soon, the hearts of the people of Israel will turn to Judah.
那我这个十个支派的国就无形中就会给肢解了。
And these ten tribes, very, very, very quickly, it will be scattered.
他忘记了这一次的分裂是神在那里允许的。
But he has forgotten that this time when they were split up, it was allowed by God.
所以他就要出一个主意，要怎么永远把以色列和犹大来分隔。
So he came up with this idea to how to separate Judah and Israel forever.
所以他就造了两个金牛犊嘛。
So he has made two golden calves.
把一个放在撒玛利亚。
So one he placed in Samaria.
另外一个就放在那个伯特利。
And the other one he placed in Bethel.
然后就向以色列的百姓宣告说。
And then he proclaimed to the people of Israel.
这个金牛犊就是领你们的祖宗出埃及进迦南的耶和华神。
He said, "This golden calf is the God who led you out of Egypt into Canaan."
说从今以后你们不必上耶路撒冷了。
So from now on, you don't need to go to Jerusalem.
你们要侍奉敬拜神，要么就来撒玛利亚，要么就去伯特利。
So if you want to serve and worship God, either you can go to Samaria or you can go to Bethel.
你们也不必担心没有祭司。
And then you don't need to worry about having no priests.
因为他就说，我们在这边重新来安排侍奉敬拜神的那个规律。
That he said that he will establish new rules and regulations and how to worship God.
那他就设立了这个金牛犊来代替神。
So he established this golden calf to take the place of God.
那从这个时候开始。
But from this time on,
以色列的北边十个支派就在那里拜金牛犊了。
So these ten tribes in the north, they will worship the golden calf.
既然他们拜金牛犊，
so because they were worshiping the golden calf,
明显的一个金牛犊的像摆在那里。
And this very clear image of the golden calf.
他们不但是向那个像来膜拜，
and not only are they worshiping to this image,
他们也把拜偶像的那一种方式方法都吸收过来，作为对金牛犊的敬拜。
And they have also absorbed the ways to worship idols to worship this golden calf.
因为他必须要这样做。
Because he has to do this.
他不能另外再建一个圣殿。
He cannot build another temple.
你没有圣殿。
Without the temple.
你只有两个金牛犊在那里。
And only with the two golden calves there.
以色列人心里头好像总是觉得有点赶不上。
And within the hearts of the Israelites, they feel that it's not enough.
那他把许许多多拜偶像的那种方法都吸收过来以后。
And after he has absorbed all kinds of ways to worship idols.
那也能把对偶像的敬拜弄得有声有色。
And then he would he would be able to do a lot to worship the idols.
所以我们看到以色列在北边这个十个支派的国，一直以来给神很严重的定罪的，就是这一件事。
So we can see this is the one thing that God greatly condemned upon the 10 tribes of Israel.
而神说他们没有离开耶罗波安，让他们所做的那个罪。
That God said that they have not departed from the sin that Jeroboam has led them to do.
那等到后来耶户，对不起，等到亚哈这这一个家伙出来的时候。
And then when Ahab came about.
因着耶洗别的缘故呢。
And because of Jezebel.
那除了金牛犊，再加上许多外邦的偶像，其中最厉害的是那个巴利。
And apart from the golden calf, among all the idols, the strongest one was Baal.
金牛犊已经是败坏以色列到了一个非常非常严重的地步。
The golden calf has corrupted Israel to a very severe point.
再加上巴利的那些敬拜。
And on top of that, the worshipping of Baal.
再加上许多其他外邦的偶像的那这个敬拜。
And also the many worships of the Gentile gods.
整个以色列可以说很彻底的败坏了。
That the entire Israel was corrupted.
那当时他们的败坏。
And at that time, the corruption.
从宗教上面来说，他们拜偶像。
From a religious point of view, they worship idols.
在道德上面来说，他们犯淫乱。
From a moral point of view, they have committed adultery.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们读旧约先知书的时候，特别是小先知书，说到北边以色列的那种光景。
This is when we read the prophetic books, especially minor prophets, that when it mentions about the northern kingdom of Israel.
我们常常有一个会有这样的一个经验。
That we have this.
这个经验，对。
We have this concept.
Experience.
我们会觉
得北边的以色列神说他们犯淫乱。
That we feel that to the Israel on the north side, that God said they have committed adultery.
乃是因为他们离弃耶和华而去侍奉敬拜偶像。
It's because they have forsaken Jehovah God to worship idols.
这一个就成了一个淫乱的事。
And this has become an adultery.
我们就说它是属灵的淫乱吧。
And we would say that it's a spiritual adultery.
离弃耶和华而侍奉偶像。
Forsaken God to worship idols.
但是我们常常因为有这样的一个领会。
And but often because we have this understanding.
就忽略了以色列那里除了属灵的淫乱以外，他们这样的转变也带他们进入一个道德上的淫乱。
That we would often neglect it, that because of this departing from God, this spiritual adultery, we forgot that they also have committed adultery in a moral sense.
我们细细来留意当时的那整个属灵的历史。
And if we pay detailed attention to the spiritual history at that
time, 我们非常容易能看到。
And very easily we can see.
以色列不单是有拜偶像的那个属灵的淫乱。
Not only did Israel have this spiritual adultery because they worship idols.
也因着吸收外邦拜偶像的那个方法而产生了道德上的淫乱。
And because they have absorbed the method of worshipping idols, they have also committed adultery.
这个是一个非常严肃的问题。
And this is a very solemn matter.
有一些圣经学者
and some Bible scholars,
他们有一个比较极端一点的主张。
And they have this rather extreme point of view.
他说在北边的十支派以色列国
they said that the 10 tribes of Israel in the north,
是几乎没有能找得出有贞洁的妇女。
You can almost not able to find some pure women.
他们说的比较厉害一点，就是说几乎所有的妇女你都可以看他们是妓女。
So, to put it more severely, they said you can almost look at all the women there as prostitutes.
当然我觉得这个是有点极端。
But I feel that this is more
extreme. 不过也实在是反映了当时的那一个情形。
But it actually reflected the conditions at that time.
因为之所以有这样的一个结论在那里。
And because of this conclusion,
这和他们拜外邦的偶像有直接的关系的。
It has a direct relationship to do with how we worship idols.
外邦人拜偶像，他们就是以淫乱作为他们献祭的一个基本的内容。
And because when the Gentiles they worship the idols, they would use adultery.As a content of the worship.
所以整个社会里面的那个光景就是如此。
So the entire society, its condition was like that.
当然你说到所有的妇女都是这样，恐怕这个是太过火了一点。
But it could be too extreme if you say all the women were like that.
不过你说那是很普遍的一个现象，大概离开事实也不会太远。
But if you say it's a common phenomenon, that it would be very close to the actual reality.
那我们读何西俄书的时候，一开始你就碰到这种光景了。
So when you read the book of Hosea, in the very beginning, you will come upon this condition.
那按照何西俄，他作为神的先知。
As Hosea, as a prophet of God.
他对摩西的律法也是非常的领会的。
And he had a very good understanding of Moses' law.
他深深地了解神是不能接受人在中间的淫乱的。
He truly understand that God could not accept any adultery among men.
我们读过生命记的时候，我们会有一个印象。
And when we read the book of Deuteronomy, we have this impression.
如果那是淫乱的事情在以色列人当中发生，
If there's any adultery among the Israelites,
这是犯淫乱的人要给石头打死的。
Those who have committed adultery, they will be stoned to death.
并且神说，这样就把这恶从你们中间除掉。
And God said that so that the sin will be cut off from the people.
那所以我们绝对的有根据说，何西俄是一个非常严谨的敬畏神的人。
So we can say that Hosea is a very straight person who follow God.
但是我们读何西俄的时候，一开头你就碰到何西俄碰到一个好大的试验。
So, but when we read the book of Hosea in the very beginning, we could see Hosea was encountering this great test.
那我们从第二节里头念一小段。
Let's go to verse 2.
耶和华初次与何西俄说话，对他说，你去娶淫妇为妻，也收他从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。于是何西俄去娶了迪拉因的女儿歌面，这妇人怀孕，给他生了一个儿子。
Verse 2, when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him,Go take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord. So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son.
那神头一次向何西俄说话，就说了一件那么叫何西俄不容易接受的事。
And when God first spoke to Hosea, he spoke of this thing that's very hard for Hosea to understand, to accept.
他明明地指出你要娶一个太太。
God clearly pointed out you need to take a
wife. 那你娶那个太太的对象是一个淫乱的妇人。
And this wife is an adulterous wife.
如果神没这样说，
If God did not say this,
也许何西俄还比较没有那么难为情。
It might not be so embarrassing for Hosea.
但是神明明就指着这个事情说。
But God clearly pointed it out.
他说你就去娶淫妇为妻。
He said, go take yourself an adulterous wife.
一个熟悉摩西律法又敬畏神的人。
For someone who's familiar with Moses' law and fear the Lord, 怎么可以做这样的一件事呢? How could he do such a thing?
他没有办法能接受这样的事情。He
couldn't accept such a thing.
但是神就是那么明确地对他说,
But God spoke to him so clearly.
你去讨一个太太,
Go take yourself a wife.
那个要做你太太的那个妇女, 她是一个淫妇。
The woman who's going to become your wife, she's an adulteress.
她从淫乱所生的, 儿女, 你也把她收取过来。
And that you have to take the children of unfaithfulness from her.
神为什么要做这样一件事呢?
And why would God do such a thing?
好像不合乎常理的。
It's as if it's very uncommon.
是不合乎常理,
and it's really not, it's out of the ordinary.
但是因为那一个时候, 整个社会就不合乎常理,
and because at that time the condition of the whole society is out of the ordinary,
神就让一个不合乎常理的事情来显露这一个不合理的社会。
So God uses matter that's out of the ordinary to reveal how this
society is. 以色列的百姓, 在神的话语的光里头, 或者说在神要借着何西阿所做的这个事上面, 蒙到光照。
So that the people of Israel would be able to enlighten by this matter that was committed to Hosea by God.
因为弟兄姊妹, 当我们看下去的时候, 我们很清楚看到, 神让何西阿做这件事情, 有目的的。
And because when we read on, you will find out there's a purpose in what God wanted Hosea to do.
啊, 并且那个目的是非常的清楚的。
And also this purpose is very clear.
一点都不含糊的。
It's not confusing.
因为神要用着何西阿这个人, 整个的人, 来去见证神所做的一些事。
Because God wished to use Hosea, his entire person, to testify for him.
啊, 这些事情, 按照人来说是不能接受的。
And these matters, according to man, cannot be accepted.
那如果你把人都不能接受的事情, 带到神的面前来,
If you bring something that's unacceptable for man before God,
那神能不能接受呢?
Can God accept these things?
一般来说,
In general speaking,
人都不能忍受的事情, 怎么神会接受呢?
If something is even acceptable to man, how could God accept it?
但是很稀奇,
But very amazing.
在何西阿这一本书的上头,
In the book of Hosea,
神就是做了这样一件那么突出的事情, 来引动神的百姓要注意一个很严肃的问题。
That God has done something really special so that to draw the attention of his people.
从坏的那一方面, 乃是显露以色列的愚昧无知。
From one point of view is to reveal the foolishness and the ugliness of the people of Israel.
从好的那一方面呢, 让他们认识他们的神是怎样的忍耐怜悯纪念他们。
And on the other hand, it would let them see how God is a God who has such forbearance and such mercy and has such grace upon them.
不过如果站在 当时来发表这个事实的人和希尔的这个人的身上来看, 那的确也是难为了他。
But if you stand in the shoes of Hosea from his point of view, it's a very difficult matter for him.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
就是有这么一个乐意为着神而忍受羞辱的人。
And it's because of this person, he was willing to bear insult for God's sake.
就把神的那个心意, 很清楚地向神的百姓来表达出来。
That he was able to express God's will very clearly to his people.
那好了, 那当何西阿听了神这样的说话以后,
So after Hosea heard what God said,
他就做了这个事情。
And he did this.
他就娶了迪拉因的女儿歌篾做他的太太。
That he took Gomer, daughter of Diblaim.
那这个妇人呢, 接连给她生了三个儿女。
And this woman bore him three children.
就是撒文所说到的。
And which was mentioned in the text following.
这三个儿女出生的时候。
And when these three children were born.
神都告诉何西俄说你给他们起一个什么名字。
That God would tell Hosea to give them such and such a name.
大儿子叫做耶斯列。
The eldest son was called Jezreel.
第二个女儿叫做耶路哈玛。
The second daughter was called Lo Ruhama.
第三个儿子呢叫做罗阿米。
And the third son was called Lo Amai.
这三个名字都是神给他的儿女来起的。
And these three names were given by God to the children.
三个名字都在那里发表神和以色列人中间的一个实在的光景。
And these three names express the true condition between God and Israel.
然后我们从字面上面念下去，我们也就知道这个事实。
And from the words that we could understand this fact.
为什么大儿子叫做耶斯列呢？
Why is the eldest son called Jezreel?
我们晓得耶斯列乃是后来新约的时候的那个加利利海那一带的那个平原。
And we know that Jezreel in the New Testament is the land along the Sea of Galilee.
如果你从生产这个角度来看，这是一个很叫人得丰收的地区。
And from a point of view that is very productive place.
但是如果你从历史上面来看，
But from a historical point of view,
这是一个古战场。
And this is an ancient battlefield.
在那里是经常是有打仗的事情发生的。
There was a lot of battles happened at this place.
弟兄姊妹，你记得耶户对付亚哈家，也就是在这个地方。
And we can remember Jehu, he was fighting the family of Ahab.
这个地方还有一个特殊的，还有一个特殊的情形。
And also there was another special thing about this place.
那也就是启示录里面所提到的那个最后的一个战争，哈比基多顿也是在这个地区。
And also it's mentioned in the book of Revelation, the last battle, the Hamagaddon, is also happened here.
所以当神就提到这样的一个地方来做他的大儿子的名字。
So when God mentioned this, the name of this place as the name of the son, the eldest son.
那为什么要用这个地方来做这个名字呢？
And why would he use this, the name of this place as the name?
神自己在哪里解说？
That God explained himself here.
他说因为耶户家在这里流人血流的很多。
And because he said the Jehu, he has shed much blood at this place.
所以神也在这里要追讨他流人血的那个罪。
So God was there to pursue after his sin of shedding much blood.
并且也在这个地方来叫以色列的这一个国在地上给灭掉。
And also at this place, the kingdom of Israel was destroyed.
不管以色列那个时候是怎么样。
And no matter how Israel was at that time.
以色列就是在这个地区里头接受那个灭亡的那个果子。
And Israel was there to receive the fruit of destruction at this place.
我们后来看到亚述把以色列灭掉了以后，大量的在这一个地区做了那个大移民的那个动作。
That after Assyria has destroyed Israel, it has done much immigration to this place.
把以色列民移出去。
And they send the people of Israel away.
把其他地方的那个人民移进来。
And brought people from other places to this place.
整个的那个人口的生态完全搞乱了。
And they have destroyed or changed the population. And
我们从历代志上面可以看到这样的历史。
And we can read the history in the First Chronicles.
那神就借着这样的一件事情来宣告以色列没有前途了。
And through this matter, God proclaimed that there was no future for Israel.
因为以色列是这样的堕落下去，那个结果一定是灭亡。
Because when Israel was there to continue to have his downfall, the end result was destruction.
那然后 第二个女儿生下来的时候，
and when the second daughter was born,
神说她的名字叫做罗鲁哈米。
God said that her name would be Lo Ruhama.
And Lo Ruhama 是什么意思呢？
And what does Lo Ruhama mean?
神给她解说了。
And God explained.
她说我就不再从今以后不再怜悯以色列家了。
God said that I would no longer show love to the house of Israel.
我也不赦免他们。
And I would not forgive them.
我就让他们承担他们犯罪堕落的那个结果。
I would let them take up the results of their sins.
所以这个女儿的名字叫做罗鲁哈玛。
So this daughter's name was Lo Ruhama.
就说出这里的人在神面前完全失去了蒙怜悯的资格。
It tells of these people, they have entirely lost the love of God.
神说我不再怜悯以色列。
God said, I will no longer show love to the house of Israel, that I would not forgive them.
他们对头来毁灭他们的时候，
when the enemy comes to destroy them,
我也不显明我的拯救，
I would not show forth my
salvation. 我就是把他们交在他们仇敌的手里，
and I would deliver them into the hands of the enemy.
让他们去尝一尝犯罪离弃神的那一个苦果，
so that they would taste the bitter fruit of departing from God and sin against God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
刚才我特别提到，
I made special mention earlier.
何西尔看到犹大那一边神对他的子民的起起伏伏，
that Hosea has seen the ups and downs of Israel.
那现在当神用着他去宣告神不再怜悯以色列的时候，
So now when God used him to proclaim that he no longer would show mercy to Israel, that God used him to express an idea.
神说我对以色列虽然是这样的绝对，
and God said that even though I'm so absolute toward Israel,
但是我对犹大就不是这样，
but for Judah, I'm not the same.
我会让他们蒙怜悯得拯救，
I will have mercy on them and they will be saved.
他们蒙拯救得怜悯不是因为他们有很多的兵。
They were saved and they are loved, not because they have many
army.
They have a strong army or many horses.
而是因为他们懂得依靠耶和华。
But it was because they know how to rely on God.
他们找到那个准确的那个依靠的对象，他们就蒙了拯救。
They are relying or counting on the right person. Now they can be saved.
你们以色列从头到底一直拒绝那个拯救你们的神。
But you Israel, from the very beginning to the end, you continue to reject God.
你们把神逼到神没有再退步的那个位置。
That you have forced God to a point that there's no way out for him.
所以神只好把你们放弃交在你们仇敌的手里。
So God could only forsake you and place you into the hands of your enemies.
那么然后第三个孩子生下来。
And then the third child was born.
神说叫他罗亚米。
God said call him a Loami.
那罗亚米是什么意思呢？
And what does Loami mean?
他说我不再接受他做我的子民，我也不再做他们的神。
God said that they are no longer my people, and I'm not their God.
那就是宣告神放弃他们了。
Which is to proclaim God has forsaken them.
说明神和他们中间再没有这个神的百姓和神的自己的那个关系了。
And to proclaim that there's no longer a relationship between God's people and him.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很严肃的一个警告。
My sisters, this is a very solemn warning.
那是宣告神的放弃。
This is to proclaim God's forsaking them.
如果神跟何西阿说话说到这里为止，
If God stops speaking to Hosea at this point,
以色列实在是很可悲惨。
And Israel is truly in a pitiful condition.
那弟兄姊妹，你说以色列的历史是很悲惨哦。
And brothers and sisters, you would say the history of Israel is indeed very pitiful.
直到现在，你还是要说他们的历史还是很悲惨。
Up to here, you would say that yes, their history is very pitiful.
因为神说 他们不再是我的子民的这个事实，到如今好像仍然有效。
Because it's as if when God said that they are no longer His people, this effect is still exists.
神不再做他们的神。
That God would no longer be the God.
那严格说起来，这个是一个不但是一个放弃，同时是一个咒诅。
Strictly speaking, it's more than God forsaking them; it's also a curse.
啊，如果神像和希尔说话说到这里，那真的是很可悲，以色列。
If God stops speaking to Hosea at this point, then Israel would be very.
我们多次的提过。
We have mentioned many times.
北边的以色列十个支派的国。
The 10 tribes of Israel on the north.
一直到现在，还不知道给分散到什么地方。
Until today, they were scattered all over.
你现在碰到的以色列人，绝大部分是犹大、便雅悯跟利未这三个支派的。
And today, when you encounter an Israelite, or the Israelites that you encounter, they are from Judah, Benjamin, and Levi.
其余那九个支派，严格说起来是十九个半支派，就算那十个支派。到什么地方去了呢
？And the rest of the 9.5-10 tribes, where did they go?
到现在都没有下文。
And up to today, we don't know.
没有人知道这十个支派给分散了以后，他们到底有什么结果
？Nobody knows after these 10 tribes were scattered, what happened to them.
一直到现在，我们还看到这个事实。
Up until today, we can still see this fact.
啊，如果当时神借着何西俄的话说话就停止在这里
，If God stopped speaking when He spoke to Hosea at this point，
那以色列那十个支派啊，那就是很可怜，很可怜。
Then the 10 tribes of Israel, they are very truly very pitiful.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这一段话是说得非常的厉害。
These words are very severe.
也是非常的沉重。
And very heavy.
但是神的话并不是停止在这里。
But God's words did not stop here.
神说到这里的时候，他继续有话在前边要说。
When God came to this point, he continued to speak.
因为如果我们看到第九节，
Because、
我们就会说以色列完了，完了。
Because if we only look at verse 9, we'll say that Israel has come to an end.
因为是神不要他做他的子民。
Because it was God who did not want them to be
his people. 他们要做神的子民，神都不接纳他们。
Even if they wanted to be God's people, God would not accept them.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
主的话没有停在那里。
The words of our Lord did not stop there.
主的话继续还在说。
The words of our Lord continued.
最低限度一直说到第二章的第一节。
At the very least, it continued to the first verse of chapter 2.
我不知道当时那些修道院里头的人，把圣经分章分节的时候，为什么把第二章第一节不连到第一章的末了
？And I don't know why when the people in the monastery when they try to separate the words of God into chapters, why didn't they put the first verse of chapter 2 into the end of chapter 1.
像他们这样的分法，就明显就好像把第二章第一节分隔出去是另外一件事。
So the way they separated it is as if in chapter 2 verse 1 is something that's separated.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们细细读下来的时候，你很清楚地读到第二章第一节应当是归到第一章的末了。
But if we read it carefully, brothers and sisters, we feel that for the first verse of chapter 2 should have been at the end of chapter 1.
因为从第十节开始。
Because starting from verse 10,
你看到神的话转了一个大弯。
You see that there's a big change in God's words.
从第二节到第九节。
From verse 2 to verse 9,
那是神很厉害的咒诅的话。
These are the curses,
the severe
curses of God. 神很厉害
的责备的话。
And very severe chastening of God.
神很严肃的在那里对付以色列的那个堕落的话。
These are the words that solemnly spoken by God to deal with their sins.
这些话是叫人看不到前途的。
So these words, when we look at them, we cannot see a future.
看不见有出路的。
We cannot see there's a way out.
但是一读到第十节。
But when we read verse 10,
你立刻就看见神的话转了一个大弯。
Immediately there was, you see a change in God's words.
因为底下的话跟上头的话完全是两个极端的话。
Because these words here compared to the words above.
因为你看到第九节的时候
are two extremes.
你一定下一个这样的结论。
Because when you read the verse here, you will have this conclusion.
以色列十个支派没前途了。
The ten tribes of Israel, there's no future for
them. 他们和神的关系到这个时候完全的终结了。
The relationship with God at this point has been severed completely.
但是你没想到第十节的话一出来。
But when you read the words of verse 10,
整个形式就变了。
The whole form was changed.
从不是我民就回复到是我民。
From not my people becomes my people.
跟神没有关系，神说你们是神的种子。
From not having any relationship with God to God said you are the sons of, you are the children of God.
明明是完全相反的内容。
And it's completely opposite, the content was completely opposite. But brothers and sisters,
我们不能不注意。
We have to pay attention.
第九节和第十节在文字接连下来只是一节之隔。
And from verse 9 to verse 10, according to the words, it's only the difference of one verse.
但是从时间上面你去留意。
But time-wise, if you pay attention to it,
那应当是不晓得多久，起码到现在为止已经是两千多年。
That would be at least, there's a difference of 2,000 years.
快三千年。
Close to 3,000 years.
但是还没有看到尽头。
But we cannot see the end yet.
那所以这个时间还是继续在那里过去。
So the time is continuing to pass.
要等到这个当中隔断的那个时间满足了。
We have to wait until the fulfillment of the time in between.
第十节的那所说的话的事情才出现。
The matters that's mentioned in verse 10 will appear.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们读到这些话的时候，你开始碰到神的性情了。
So brothers and sisters, when we read these words, we'll begin to come upon God's character, God's
nature. 从第二节到第九节。
From verse 2 to verse 9,
你碰到神的那个公义和圣洁。
You come across God's righteousness and
His
holiness.
你在看到在神的公义和圣洁的里头，人是没有路可以走。
And within God's holiness and righteousness, there's no way out for men.
但等到第十节开始。
But in the beginning of verse 10,
你看到神的怜悯、体恤和同情。
You can see God's mercy, His compassion,
挽回和拯救。
And to restore and to save.
虽然当中是隔了一个好长好长的时间。
Even though there's a long, long time in between.
但是你看到，当神在那里管教、鞭打他的，在何西欧里面来说的话，神是把以色列看作他的妻子的。
That when God was there to discipline and to chasten the people, in Hosea's words, his wife, a God's wife.
当从第十节来看呢，你又看到神是把他们看作是神的儿种子的。
But in verse 10, you can see that God looked at them as his people.
那神对妻子或者对种子的那一份感情。
And God's compassion toward his wife or to his sons.
绝对没有给神的公义圣洁的管教来掩盖掉。
That is not covered by the discipline of His holiness and His righteousness.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
他说：“然而，以色列的人数比如海沙，不可量，不可数。”
It says, "Yet the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted."
明明说不蒙怜悯。
Very clearly, he said that
明明说不是我的子民，
they would no longer have mercy.
我也不做他们的神。
And they would not be my people, and I will not be the God.
我不给他们赦免。
That I would not forgive them.
现在一下子出来，他们人数多如海沙。
Now, immediately, he said, the number would be like the sand.
不可量，不可数。
Which cannot be measured or counted.
马上就接上。神对他们说过的话。
Immediately it connected to the words spoken before.
从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民？ 将来在哪里必对他们说，你们是永生神的众儿子。
Before, when they, in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called sons of the living God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到和上头所说的完全相反。
And this is completely opposite with what was said before.
神好像对这一批曾经也动他的怒气的以色列， 完全没有一点点的愤怒在那。That
is as if God has no longer has any anger toward these people who once incited his wrath.
相反的，却是神无限的温情在那里。And
to the opposite, that he has much compassion toward them.
神的安慰。
That his comfort.
神的怜爱。
And his mercy. And his compassion.
神生怕他们受惊受损的那一个心情。
That God has a heart that's concerned that they will be harmed.
都显露出来了。
That it was expressed.
你说为什么神一下子就这样子把他们都转过来呢？
And you would say that how come all of a sudden God would have such a change?
那弟兄姊妹，你千万别忘记了那个时间的因素。
And brothers and sisters, do not forget about this element of time here.
因为这个时间上并不是接连上来的。
Because the time is not continuous in here.
因为我们看下去，你就看得很清楚了。
Because if you continue to read on, you can see very clearly.
神说你们不蒙怜悯。
God said that you would no longer
have my love.
And then God said that I would once again love you. And God said you are no longer my people. And now that you are my sons.
那这个时间的那个关系是很重要的。
And it's very important about the time here.
但是并不是等于说时间叫神淡忘了。
But it doesn't mean that time caused God to forget.
完全不是那回事。
It's completely not
the case. 人就会有时间使人淡忘。
For men, the time can cause them to forget.
但在神没有，不是这样的事。
But for God, it's not the same case.
如果神有这样的事，
If it happens to God,
神就不能称为万物已有罪为无罪的神。
And then God would not be called the God that counts sin as sinners.
但是为什么神一下子又翻过来悦纳他们到这样？
But why is that God would turn around and accept them as someone so precious?
弟兄们，你要看撒文说的是什么。
And brothers and sisters, you need to read on.
接上去就说了。
And what it says below is,
犹大和以色列人必一同聚集，为自己立一个首领，从这地上去，因为以色列的日子必为大日。
Verse 11, the people of Judah and the people of Israel will be reunited, and they will appoint one leader and will come up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel.
什么时候会发生这些事?
And when would these things happen?
在什么地方会发生这些事?
And in what place would these things take place?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
在何西阿的日子, 何西阿没有办法说得很清楚。
In the days of Hosea, he could not explain very clearly. He could only say that sometime in the future, this would happen.
时间是前头。
Time-wise, is what's ahead, what's in the future. If we're not sure what time it will be.
但是地点却是肯定。
But for the place, it's certain.
以色列。
It's Jezreel.
内容也肯定了。And
the content is
certain. 什么内容?
And what is the content?
犹大和以色列重新联合在一起。That
Judah and Israel will be reunited.
那弟兄姊妹们,
And brothers and sisters.
何西阿当年说这些话，他没有办法能完全掌握那个时机。And
when Hosea was speaking these words at that time, he could not have a very good understanding.
但是这些话, 到了犹大被掳归回重建圣殿的那个时候，
But these words, when it came to when Judah returned from captivity and we built a temple,
这个事实就明朗多了。
And this reality was much clearer.
我们读过撒加利亚书。
And we read the book of Zechariah.
我们在那里就看到那个比较具体一点的光景了。
And we could see a very more concrete condition.
但是还不如我们今天在新约里头的人，神把他所要做的事情都启示出来的时候，让我们看得那么清楚。
But it's still not as clear as we, as us, when we are in the New Testament, get God reveal what He wished to do in us.
弟兄姊妹，你看到当神在那里放弃他的百姓的时候。
And verses you can see when God was there to forsake
His people. 所以历史在那里宣告将来神如何把他们收回。
But God at the same time would proclaim how in the future He would once again receive them.
怎么样收回？
And how would He
receive them? 神都在那里说了。
And God was explaining.
收回了以后。
And after He had received them again.
神和他们中间的关系是怎么的一个关系？
And what kind of relationship would they have with God?
都很清楚的。摆在哪里？
And these are all very clearly laid out.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看到罗马书引过这里的话。
My sister, you see that in the book of Romans.
我还说到十字架的救恩所显明的那个拯救的果效。
It has quoted the words here to manifest the effectiveness of the salvation on the cross.
撒加利亚书里头也说出犹大和以色列不再分裂，而联合成为一个永美的事实。
And in the book of Zechariah, it also mentioned that Judah and Israel will be reunited, and it's a glorious effect. Glorious effect.
并且他们联合乃是根据一个事实。
And that when they are reunited, it's based on one fact.
根据一个什么事实呢？
And what is this fact?
那是根据，这个话说起来也好像好长。简单的说了，那是根据我们的主再来这一件事情所引发的各种各样在地上发生的事件。
It's based on all kinds of things that would happen upon the second coming of our Lord.
刚才我们不是说以色列有十个支派，绝大部分的人都不知道去了哪里嘛。
We mentioned earlier the ten tribes of Israel, most of the people we don't know where they went.
但是等到主再来的时候
，But when our Lord returns,
弟兄姊妹，你看到有什么事件发生呢
？And brothers, what would you see that
对我们教会来说
，And for the church,
我们被提去见主
，We'll be raptured.
我们离地到天上
，We'll leave the earth to go to heaven.
对以色列这个民族来讲
，For the nation of Israel，
他们所失散的十个支派都显露了。
That the ten tribes that they once lost will be revealed。
啊，神用号筒的天使号筒的大声，把他们从地上东从东从南从西从北都召聚回了，回到以色列地。
The angels of the Lord would use a trumpet to call these people from all ends of the world.
那从那个时候开始。
And from that time on.
弟兄姊妹，你就了解到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you understand this.
地上灾难就开始了。
The tribulation would begin on earth.
灾难不了。
And at the end of the tribulation.
那就是列国是围攻以色列，攻打以色列。
All the nations will unite and attack Israel.
那攻打以色列那个主战场在哪里？
And where's the main battlefield?
启示录那里就说哈米基多顿。
And in the book of Revelation it says Armageddon.
这里就说耶斯列。
And here it says Jezreel.
因为耶斯列的日子必为大日，第一章最末了的那一句。
At the very end of Chapter 1 says, For great will be the day of Jezreel.
为什么那一天那个耶斯列那个时候又成为大日呢？
Why is that the day of Jezreel will be called the great day?
因为在世上的那个联军的压力的底下，以色列是不能支持的。
Because Israel could no longer stand under the allies.
所以他们就从战场退守到耶路撒冷。
So they will retreat to Jerusalem from the battlefield.
那但是耶路撒冷给围攻下的时候，城也给攻破了。
But when Jerusalem was surrounded, the city wall was taken down.
在这样的一个时候，
and at this time,
这些剩下来的以色列民，他们才会转过来求告他们祖宗的神。
That the remnants of Israel, they would then turn around to call on the God of the forefathers.
这个时候，主就带同经过审判的教会从空中来到地上。
And then the Lord will bring the church which has gone through judgment.
那地上的以色列民就看到神的儿子带同教会到地上来。
And the Israel on earth, they will see the Son of God bringing the church.
他们认出那个就是他们钉十字架的那一个。
They would come from heaven. They would see that this is the Lord they crucified on the cross.
他们犯了一个历史的大错误。
And they would then understand they have committed a great mistake in history.
所以就带动全家悔改。
And then they will bring the whole household to repent.
主的降临也给他们拯救。
And the descending of the Lord would bring them salvation.
这就是这里所说的那一个。
And this is what it's mentioned here, Prince.
犹大人和以色列人一同聚集，为自己立一个首领。
That the people of Judah and people of Israel will be reunited, and they will appoint one leader.
这个首领是谁？
And who is this leader?
他们当年所钉死在十字架上的神的儿子。
The Son of God, once they crucified on the cross.
在荣耀里降临的时候。
When he descends in glory,
他们看见了。
That they were able to see.
他们悔改。
And they repent.
他们接受他了。
And they accept him.
感谢主。
They thank the Lord.
这一个时候。
At this time.
那也就是主在地上把天国显明出来的日子。
And this is the day when the Lord would manifest his kingdom on earth.
犹大和以色列重新归为一。
Judah and Israel will once again be reunited.
成为国度里头的主要的百姓
and become the main people in the kingdom.
所以说到耶斯列的日子是个大日。
So it says, for great will be the day of Jezreel.
所以到了这一个时候。
So at this time,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到第二章第一节里头的那个结果了。
And brothers, we can see the end result, which is in the verse 1 of chapter
2. 你们要称你们的弟兄为阿米。
Then say of your brothers, my people.
称你们的姐妹为罗哈玛。
And your sister, my loved one.
没有的罗字了。
It's without lo.
从不悦纳成了悦纳了。
From not accepted,
become
accepted.
从不蒙怜悯成了蒙怜悯。
From not having mercy to having mercy.
从不是我民成了我的民了。
From not being my people, becoming my people.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
当神宣告以色列接受责打管教的时候
When God was there to proclaim that Israel was to receive punishment and chastening
神也默然的在那里宣告将来神怎么把他们重新收纳回来
And at the same time God was there to proclaim how in the future he will once again receive them
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
从何西俄第一章到第二章的第一节
From chapter 1 of Hosea to the chapter 2 verse 1
已经很浓熟的把何西俄这14章的圣经里头的具体的内容做了一个开国性的宣告
He has become a proclamation of the whole chapter, entire chapter, the 11 chapters of Hosea
以后我们慢慢看下去的时候我们就看到怎么神要挽回他们的百姓但是百姓怎么的拒绝神到底然后神怎么把他们放弃然后神又怎么把他们挽回
And in the future we will see how God was there to restore his people and how his people was there to reject him and God would forsake them and at the end to restore them again
我们感谢主
We thank God.
虽然何西俄的信息和我们今天教会没有直接的关系
Even though the message in the book of Hosea does not have a direct relationship with us today
但是间接的关系却是很紧密
But there's a close indirect relationship
我们感谢我们的主
We thank the Lord
因为不单是说到整个属灵历史的发展
Because not only does it talk about the entire development of the spiritual history,
也很明显的把我们所侍奉敬拜的神他的性情做了一个很完整的发表。
It also very clearly give us a proclamation of the nature of the God we worship and serve.
而我们巴不得我们在余下读的时候圣灵帮助我们能深入更多的来领会到神当年说话的目的。
And may the Holy Spirit help us to have a deeper understanding of the purpose of God's spoken words.
一面从以色列人的失败来 警醒我们今天在跟随主的路上不要落到那种愚昧的里。
And from Israel's failure, that would give us a warning so that we would not fall into the foolishness or ignorance.
也因着神和他们那个关系的没有改变，来给我们在跟随主的事上面，我们能脱离各种各样眼见的打岔，而专一的跟随我们的主。
And on the other hand, because of the unchanging relationship between God and His people, so that we will be able to depart from anything that will entangle us.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹这样起一个头。
And I think this evening we'll just have a beginning, have a start here.
以后我们就按照次序的看下去。
And then we will continue to read it chapter by chapter.
我们有点祷告吧。